You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Red Palmer, and it is a new day, if you want it to be. There's a miracle coming your way, if you'll believe for one. Kathleen Hollop is my guest today. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning, Red. I'm fine, thank you.
How is the weather in upstate New York today? That's where you are, right?
Yeah, I'm in Wappingers Falls. It's kind of chilly, but at least we're not getting snow or sleet or slush or mush.
Wappingers Falls. I just went through there at the beginning of the summer, and right before you go over, I guess, some bridge to Connecticut, there's a diner there, and the food there was exceptional, exceptional. Do you know the diner I'm talking about?
It 84 Diner?
Yes.
Okay.
Exceptional. And but most importantly, we've been hearing a lot about Jesus in the season, Christmas time, and everybody's got Jesus on the mind. Of course, originally, you know, people think it's just a holiday. It's not a holiday. It's supposed to be a holy day. And It's not Christmas. It's Christ's Mass. Christ's Mass. Now, you have written a book, author. You're the author of the, I'm reading what it says there. I feel like Biden. I read what it said there. The author, The Real God. The name of the book is The Real God. His name is Jesus. And there's no other name by which men may be saved. We're going to go briefly over. You have 15 chapters in this book. This book is available. Is this the one that's advertised in Vero's Voice magazine?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so folks, if you're listening to this, viewing this, watching it, if it's, you can go to Vero's Voice and look at the December or January issue, December 24 or January 25, and you'll see the ad for her book, and that'll tell you how to get it. But again, it is Kathleen Hollop, H-O-L-L-O-P. Okay, let's jump right into this thing, the deity of Christ. Now, this is in conflict with a lot of people. We know that whether it's the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons or whatever's out there, they don't believe necessarily in the deity of Jesus, meaning that he is one with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know that he's one with the Father? I happen to know it because I've experienced it, but you tell me.
I know it because in John chapter 1, it says, he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So as you look at John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God and was God. Jesus is the Word of God, and he did become flesh and dwelt among us. And it says, he's the creator. Without him was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you look at the Old Testament, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel, they were thrown into a fiery furnace, but the king looked and he saw a fourth man walking with them, and he said, that fourth man, didn't I throw three in the furnace? And they said, yeah, just three. And he said, how come I see a fourth man walking with them and he looks like the Son of God?
Now,
and that is in Daniel, the Old Testament, confirming that a full-grown Jesus was in the fiery furnace with them, protecting them from being burnt up. Not a hair on their head was burnt. Because Jesus was with them.
You know, it's hard for people who have not experienced a touch from the Lord to really believe. And even those of us who have been touched by the Lord, for instance, I just lost a friend this past week. He was only 49 years of age, had a nice, his first daughter, she was only maybe 7 years of age, and he dropped dead from a heart attack. And you go, why? And I know God will say, well, my ways are not your ways. Where were you, Rhett, when I formed the oceans and the sky? So I am no one to second-guess God, obviously. But it is difficult at times to understand, you know, and to believe that he is who he said he was.
Well, I can tell you this, that this life is temporary. These physical bodies do not last forever. We will all die someday. That is a given. As soon as you're born into this world, you're a step closer to dying.
Let me ask you this. Now, originally, though, we were not supposed to die, but then we had the fall in the garden. And so what we're seeing here are the life we know are the skeletal remains of what was paradise. It even said the animals didn't kill each other before the fall.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
So we probably
didn't. There were no mosquitoes biting people. There was no poison ivy, poison oak, all of that, thorns and...
Thorns and thistles. And the funny thing is, not the funny thing, the amazing thing is, thorns and thistles on that. Once Eve ate the apple, thorns and thistles grew out of the ground. And they say that's why Jesus had to wear a thorny crown to take back that curse.
Yes, exactly. People don't realize that Jesus came, he left heaven, okay? And he was implanted in Mary's womb as the seed of the Word of God. If you look when Adam and Eve fell in Genesis, that God said, the seed of the woman will crush Satan's head. Now, women's bodies do not bring forth seeds. They have eggs, okay? We produce eggs. We don't produce seeds in our body. They're eggs.
But you produce boys.
The Bible said the seed of the woman would crush Satan's head.
So,
and the Holy Spirit came on Mary and implanted in her the seed of the Word of God. He was never her egg. He was not Joseph's sperm. He was planted in her womb as the seed who would crush Satan's head.
Well, you know, people think it's a strange story. But if you think about it, who do you have in your life that would lay down their life for you? Who would do that?
Not too many people would be willing to be beaten and flogged and made fun of and rejected and hated and spat on and punched and smacked and endure such a horrible beating, having a crown of thorns slammed into their skull and nails in their hands and feet. I don't know anyone else who would want to endure such a thing for me.
Let me ask you this. So who is Kathleen Hollop? You've written this book, The Real God. His name is Jesus. And you say he is a deity. He is one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So were you always a believer was there a time as an adult where you had a conversion experience?
For the first 30 years, I had religion, but I didn't know God. I was religious. I had knowledge that they're about God, of God, but I had never really repented of my sin and asked Jesus to come into my heart and take control of my life until I was 30 years old.
What brought you to that point?
A coworker died, and I went to the funeral, and I looked at that casket. And I knew if it was me in that casket, I was on my way to hell. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I wasn't right with God. And that reality scared me. And that very next day, I cried out, God, if you're even up there, if you really exist, help me. And I went to work that day at Indian Point. I was a security officer. And two of the other officers came out to my booth, and they said to me, do you want forgiveness for every sin you've ever done? I started to cry, and I said, now the devil had been telling me, oh, God could never love you. You've sinned. You've blown it. You're ugly in the sight of God. God could never accept you, never receive you. And they showed me God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And they said to me, you're part of this world, aren't you? And I said, yes. And they said, if you were the only person on the earth, Jesus would have came just for you, to save you. And they prayed with me, and it felt like a cement block, a guilt, self-hatred, depression, despair, fear, hopelessness, all of this darkness got lifted out of my heart, and I felt the love of God just pour into my heart, and I felt clean for the first time in years.
Now, this was not just an intellectual thing.
It had nothing to do with intellectualism and everything to do with me asking God's forgiveness for my sin and saying, Jesus, I believe you died for me on that cross. Come into my heart, come into my life and change me and help me to live for you. It was a relational experience. It wasn't intellectual in my mind. It was asking him, come in my heart and be mine and let me belong to you, God. It was a relationship in my heart and heart to heart time with God in that booth.
Yeah, I had something similar. I thought Jesus was a bunch of foolishness until I was 29. And called upon his name, and then nothing happened when I first called. I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead. Okay, nothing happened. I said, well, you know, I'm a fool to live this life without my creator who created me. And so I said, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead, and I surrender to you. I surrender the rest of my life. And that's when I was filled with his holiness and that love you were talking about. And you either know it, if you don't know that you've been born again, you are not born again. Jesus said, make sure ye are born from above. You should be born once of the flesh from your mother's womb, but once of the spirit. And if that hasn't happened to you, as you said, you had a perfunctory religious life up until you were 30, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And same with me. I was 29. So we're very similar there. And then I wonder what provoked, though, the other security guards to come to you.
They came out to my booth and they said, God told us to come out here and talk to you.
Amazing. And yet you said that prayer within 24 hours before that you had said that prayer.
God, if you exist, help me. And he sent two people to show me that he loved me and I could ask him into my heart and have a relationship with God. Exactly.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program.
Consider His Word.